T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fletcher, first practice. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
We're good and happy to be have you with us and have the season start. So take us through today. What was today like, just getting on the field, just kind of getting back in the flow of things?
Yeah, man. Today, Coach, we had like a 10-10-10 practice. It's one of those deals where, we always do it, you know, when we first get back, trying to get guys moving around a lot, you know, trying to get back in the swing of things before, you know, we have a full practice.
What year is this for you, Fletch? Six?
Yes, year six for me, yeah.
6 year, right? So you're a Wiley vet now, man. You are a Wiley vet. You're leading the way for like a lot of the younger guys coming in here. And there's a lot of talent on the defensive line. Just your thoughts on some of the new faces, Timmy Jernigan, Chris Long, rookie Derek Barnett. We feel like this is the best defensive line as far as talent on paper that's been around here in some time. And I'm wondering your thoughts on the players that were added this offseason and what you guys could possibly do this year as a unit.
I mean, I played with a bunch of good D lines, you know, my whole time here. But you know, I feel like this D line right here is probably the best group that I've been around, because mm-hmm. you know, you got great guys, you know, from one end to the other. I mean, Tim is a great player, and you bring in the veteran Chris. Derek Barnett is a really good player, man, and you know, Destiny and Bo, and you know, all the other additions, BG, Vinny. You can't forget those guys, because they've been here with me. I just know all of those guys, man, they come out every day, and they know we have to set the pace of practice. The defensive line, we got to set the tone. We got to set the pace. We got to get things going, and we can't wait on, you know, other things to happen.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I was talking about this yesterday, right, as it pertains to you and the caliber of player that you are and how it can even go to the next level. And I'm wondering, when you see what's the expectation that's been placed upon you? You feel like you got to be the one that has to go out there and lead that charge, right? When you hit that field, you know, you got to be the one that's setting the tone for everybody over there.
I mean, you're correct. And, you know, and I know that. And, you know, the players know. They always – I feel like all those guys, you know, look up to me to go out and set the tone. They always say, you know, every day, every week, you know, even, you know, last season, you know, they wait on me to set the tone, because if I don't set the tone, then the tone never gets set. So, you know, being the guy, you know, being one of the leaders in that room, you know, I have to go out every day and, you know, and be positive, think positive, practice hard, and, you know, and even coach the younger guys up.
Last year, I think it was after the Vikings game, you guys played really well in that game, Fletcher. And I think you said something to the effect of you thought this could be the best defense in the NFL if you guys reached your potential. Why did you feel that then, and do you feel it now even stronger year two in this defense?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, this is the second year in the system, man. And, you know, I think that the only people that can stop us and be in the way is us. Because, you know, we have to go out and do the correct things and execute the play calls and, you know, just go out and be a professional football player, man. I feel like this group of guys, again, you know, I can't say it enough, is a great group. And, you know, I think the guys upstairs did a really good job of bringing a bunch of guys that, you know, that's played and these types of defense and know what to expect. And, you know, just the coaching style, man, everybody love it. And, you know, we all looking forward to tomorrow.
Is there pressure in this kind of defense? Because it's clear, Jim Schwartz wants you guys, the front four, to get the pressure. Other defenses might bring blitzes, might bring different packages to get pressure. Is there pressure to get there and to get home because you know how much of the defensive scheme relies on you guys to make the plays?
I mean, yeah. I mean, because, you know, every you know, Jim wants us to rush the quarterback. But we know every time he drops back, it's not going to be – it's not going to be a sack, but every time he drops back, the quarterbacks drop back, we want him to feel uncomfortable every time, because there's always somebody around his feet or in his face, you know, just messing up his time and just, you know, just being, you know, real disruptive, and that makes it better for the back end, you know, to cover. I mean, I think, you know, those guys back there do a really good job anyway, and, you know, it's on us to take the pressure off those guys.
Kind of feel like it puts – you know, this philosophy of this defense kind of puts a lot more pressure on the D-line, considering we know Jim has never been a guy that blitzed a whole lot. He's not going to bring a bunch of extra pressure. He wants to get home with that front four. And seems like when I hear the guys talk up front about that philosophy, they seem to embrace it. Like the D-line seem to embrace to want to have the responsibility to be the ones to get after the quarterback.
That's correct. I mean, because Jim hold us accountable. He hold that. The four guys that's in the game on first, second, and third down, he hold us accountable. And we all know that, you know, we have to, you know, as a group, be, you know, stop, get those offenses in negative yardage plays. That way on third down, you know, everybody, you know, a lot of people know that we're rushing forward, that Jim is not a big blitzer, you know, whatever he's doing. And we know that we have to get there. So that's what's important to us. And, you know, we just got to take, you know, credit for it and hold each other accountable.
Your motivation, big fella, coming off of last year, you know, everybody wants to look at the contract. We talked about this last year. When you sign a contract the size that you signed, people are going to expect more from you. They want you to go out there and be a guy that gets 2-3 sacks every game, be a disruptive force. You didn't necessarily have that level of play every game last week. Doesn't mean you didn't give that level of effort every game last year. I'm just wondering, coming off of last year until this year, do you feel like you need to play better, and can you play better than it was last year? Not that you played bad. I'm just saying, do you feel like you can play better and that sort of thing?
I mean, obviously, I mean, any player in this NFL know that, you know, with their potential, and, you know, and I know I can be better than I were last year. I know that, that, you know, everybody's, you know, looking at the contract deal, and, you know, I have to step up and hold myself accountable also. I have to go out each game and, you know, and dominate and just worry about, my main thing is just worry about, man, is just getting better every day. And all I can worry about now and focus on now is coming out tomorrow in the practice fields and getting one step better than I was today.
Fletcher, what's the feeling when you hear Doug Peterson? If you didn't hear it, he compared your talent you guys have right now on that field to the 90s Packers. They went to back-to-back Super Bowls. And he thought, and he said, you guys might have more talent.
Were you
than those
born
teams.
Then? Were you Where? Born in the 90s? Were you like 95?
What year were you born?
No, I was born in 90.
All right. Okay, so,
you're a little kid. All right. Yeah. So that team, that Brett Favre, back-to-back Super Bowls, your coach said you guys could have more talent than that. What do you feel when you hear the coach say that?
Well, I think what a lot of people he said that yesterday, and you know I don't read a bunch of media stuff, but he said it yesterday. But I think it was something else added on to that,
he said something like talent doesn't always mean you're going to equal wins, yeah. But he thinks you guys have that kind of talent here,
right? And you know you have to believe that, because if you don't, then you know what is it to believe? Then why are you here? You know what's important to you? Because you know we can have the talent all day, we can have the best, you know, as far as the roster in the NFL, you know, but if nobody's going out every day working and pushing each other and, you know, and hold each other accountable, man, then, you know, all that talent goes to waste. Then, you know, you're wasting days, you're wasting reps when you know in the whole time that you have the team to take the next step.
Yeah, you know, at this time of the year, Fletch, we do a lot of predicting. Everybody's optimistic. Obviously, Doug, speaking about the potential here with the talent that's on the roster, I've heard Carson talk about winning the NFC East, being a goal. Heard Malcolm say some things about having big-time goals out there. You know, this team sort of feels like that you guys can take the next step. You know, you like I said, you've been here, I think, playoffs just 2013, right?
Yeah, 13.
Yeah, 2013. I'm sure you want to get back in the playoffs and see what that postseason success could sort of feel like. You feel like there's enough talent here that you guys could possibly be playing in January?
Man, you know what? I always look, I look forward to those type of things. But the main thing is this team sticking together, you know, playing for the next game, playing for, you know, each other. And once we get to that point, once you see everything and the energy, that everybody has, then, you know, all of that stuff carries over to Sunday. So I feel like, you know, with the team that we have, we got the potential to go on a run. We got the potential to do anything. But, you know, sometimes potential is a great thing. But if you don't apply yourself to do those type of things, then, you know, it's just a waste, like I said earlier.
Yep. Everyone in the city, Fletcher's talking about the potential of Carson Wentz year two. What have you noticed in him, whether it be leadership or just physically? I know it's been only one practice, but just year one to year two in Carson, is he different now? What have you noticed?
I mean, you notice a lot about Carson, man. You know, this is second year here, and you notice he's you can kind of tell, you can look at him and tell in practice the way he handled things, the way he looked at things. And, you know, at the end of the day, Carson just have to go out and practice and on game days and, you know, just focus on, focus on, you know, what's going on the offense, and, you know, and he's actually, you know, obviously, you know, being one of the leaders on the team that's as a second-year guy, and, you know, all you can do is respect that because he's the quarterback. You know, he's the starting quarterback. So, you know, as a guy, guy like me that's been around here for, you know, going on my 6th year, you just have to, you know, sit back and, you know, respect that, you know, this is his team. You know, he's the quarterback.
He is, and it's going to be fun to watch him. Fletcher, we appreciate a few minutes here. Good luck this camp, and good luck this season, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.